for coming back and joining me on another episode of my podcast, Coach Adamir Fitness and Nutrition with Coach Adamir. I don't know why I said that backwards. Anyways, a couple items of business, you guys. Let's just get started here. I'm not going to edit that because, yeah, I think it's just more fun that way. Like I said, a couple things of business are here, you guys. If you're not following me yet on Instagram, Coach Adamir, or Twitter, at Coach Adamir as well, I'll be posting some new content coming up in the next few weeks, especially with the new year. Things to maybe help you out, be helpful with whatever it is you're going through in your fitness journey, your nutrition journey, or even maybe just a personal growth journey that you've started. And maybe there's ways that I can help you out. So if you haven't followed me yet, please do so. I'd really appreciate it. And if you can share and like this podcast, that would be helpful as well. If there's anyone that in your life, maybe friend, family, that you think can benefit from some of this information, please share it with them. And I would love to hear about it, hear their experience, hear your experience as well. So that's the first thing. The second thing, this is my last podcast under Fitness and Nutrition with Coach Adamir. So if you've been with me for the last 15 weeks, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Yeah, so sad. But I'm actually not going anywhere. I'm just changing the name of the podcast. I wanted to give something that's a little more all-encompassing of, you know, the subject matter I talk about here. So it, you know, it's not just fitness and nutrition and, you know, might turn people off to it. So I don't have a name yet. I've narrowed it down to three. So I'll decide in the next coming days and announce it. And then January 2022 will be under a new podcast name. So I'm a little excited about that. I'm not going to lie to you, but I really appreciate everyone's support up until this point. So, you know, I'm really excited to start the year off with you guys as well. And kind of, you know, a little bit of coincidence, or the universe was helping me out here, but this topic this week on fitness is, you know, falling on the last week of the year. I think it's very beneficial, or coincidental, whatever you want to call it. But I'd say the universe is looking out for me. Last week of the year, you know, pressing pause on your fitness goals and saying, all right, well, you know, I'll just start next year. It's super easy to do that right now. And so I wanted to talk about just maintaining momentum in your fitness goals in the last few days of the year and just throughout the year. All right. So I hope that you take something out of this. It's there's no judgment here. It's meant to be guilt-free. Just we all go through. We all want to press pause sometimes. We all just need a break. I'm guilty of it. We've all done it. There's nothing wrong with it. I just kind of want to give you some pointers, some tips on how not to do it, how to, you know, not necessarily take a break, but maybe just kind of dial it back a little bit so that we don't lose our progress, right? Because it's all about not losing progress. It's not about feeling guilty. It's about just making sure that we maintain our momentum moving forward and we don't take steps backwards, all right? So follow me along. Again, please, no judgment at all. And this is not meant to make you feel guilty. This is really aimed at just meaning to help you guys out. All right, so bear with me. Here we go. So first question, I get this a lot, and I think it's probably a very common question. I think we all ask it, you know, what's the harm in taking a break? What's the harm in taking a few days off from my diet or a few days off of my strength training routine? I'm busy at work. I can't make it, right? Or I don't have enough time. I got to pick up the kids late at night now because carpool or this or that, right? Or I can't because I have to be home to make dinner every night. And the big question is, will it really hinder my progress that much? And unfortunately, the answer to the question is yes. Right? There's always going to be hindrances to progress if you're not moving the needle forward. Right? And sometimes it feels easier to take a break and just wait for the time to be right, to wait till you're not as busy with work, to wait till you have the means to have the kids come home from school somehow, or get to practice through carpool or something like that. Otherwise, we feel like we're failing, right? It's easier to start something later than start something now and not complete it, right? Because, you know, it's normal to say, maybe life will be easier in the future. Maybe I won't have as many things on my plate. Maybe I won't have as much stress in my life that I can make time for these things. But I promise you, this can be one of the fastest and most reliable ways to ruin your progress. Because, you know, starting fresh after falling off track is just such a comforting prospect. To just be like, it's okay, I'll start over. But how many times can we start over before we realize that you're never going to make progress if you're always starting over? You know, there's no correlation with restarting, and then moving the needle forward. It just doesn't work that way. I'm pretty sure we all know that, right? If you miss a few days of your training, if you miss a few days of tracking your calories or being on point with what you're consuming, all right, I'll just restart on Monday. It's Tuesday. You've just thrown away the whole week because it's easier to just restart, right? And that's why New Year's resolutions are so popular, right? Okay, you got Thanksgiving, then you got Christmas, and then in between that, you probably get some holiday parties with work, holiday parties with family. So there's all this food. All right, I'll just start my diet January 1st. New Year's resolutions, that's what they are. It's the allure of restarting, of a do-over. And the allure of that is so strong that you actually don't have to mess up for that mentality to take over, right? Our brain's like, I'll just start over. And then you get into that mode where you don't complete your task. You don't prioritize your fitness routine, your nutrition routine, right? But let's be real, you guys. January 1st this year is on a Saturday. How many of you are going to start a new diet, a new workout plan, new habits on a Saturday? If you are, more power to you. I'm proud of you. I know I'm going to do my damn well best to start Saturday with a morning hike or a walk or something, going outside and being active. You know, let's be real with ourselves. It's a Saturday. Cool, I'll start Monday, right? It's already so alluring that you're just like, I have an extra 2 days of not following a routine. All right, but when it comes to pressing pause, all we're doing is building the skill of pressing pause, right? So putting something off for later just gives us this like sense of relief, right? You're like, I'll just do it later. So like, I was notorious for this in high school, okay? Like, let's say I had a book report, teacher says it's due in 2 weeks. Cool, I got 2 weeks, no big deal. 1 week passes by and I still haven't even opened the book, all right? And then it's like, it's all right, I got one more week. So in my head, I got a week left. I don't have to do it right now, right? There's still time. So my brain's just get this sense of relief, like, all right, it'll get done, no big deal. I don't have to do it till next week. Come Sunday, report's freaking due Monday, I'm screwed, right? It's that false sense of security, but it ends up screwing us over towards the end. And we do that a lot with our nutrition goals, our fitness goals, even our personal growth goals sometimes, and our work goals, right? We're like, I'm just going to wait until, you know, there's a better time to start, right? We're always looking for that ideal time to start because it's so daunting and so uncomfortable to try to improve your eating habits, your exercise habits, while also having to deal with the stresses of work, your family, your friends, or just life in general, right? It's, you're already like, man, I have so much to do already, and now I have to do this extra, learn new habits. Yes. If you want lasting change, yes. And this is why these 21-day this or 90-day that type of diet programs or exercise routines are so popular these days, because they teach you this, I don't even want to say skill, they teach you this way of getting fit and losing weight in a very short period of time. But they don't teach you the actual skill of getting fit in the midst of a normal, busy, complicated life, right? It's easy to say 21 days to lose 20 pounds. Hell yeah. I can put off anything for 3 weeks and try to lose 20 pounds in 3 weeks. But think about that, guys. 3 weeks, 20 pounds, that's 8 pounds a week. That's hard. I'm not going to say it's not doable, but it's hard and it's not sustainable, right? You're not going to continue to lose that much weight every 3 weeks. So it's about teaching the skills and the habits, because once that 21-day challenge is over, once that 90-day program is over, great, you lost 15, 20 pounds. But now that you don't have that program and you didn't really learn the skills of training or building habits to prioritize your fitness, you're probably going to gain that weight back and maybe even more, right? This is why yo-yo dieting is so common. You see it all the time. Friends lose weight and then boom, they gain that weight back. And then they're like, oh, I'll just do another program at the beginning of the year. It's that do-over, that starting over process that's so alluring, right? So it's not about the willpower. It's about building the skills, right? If you have built the habits and the skills to make your fitness a priority, you're going to beat out willpower any day of the week. There's a lot of times where I don't feel like training. All right. You may think that because I work in the industry and, you know, it's fun for me that every day is just easy for me to put in an hour of work. It's not. There are days where I don't want to work out, but I've built a habit in my brain, in my body, and, you know, I feel it when I don't work out, when I don't train, when I don't eat right. So I've made those habits and skills part of my life, right? And we can get to that point. We just have to be consistent. We can't press pause and pause and pause and expect those feelings of wanting to do that, or, you know, on days when you don't want to do it, you overcome not having the willpower. You have to build that progress without pressing pause so much, right? Because we have to remember also that, you know, we've all accepted life has no pause button, right? Like it or not, the game of life goes on. There's no timeouts. There's no magical moment where conditions are perfect to start, where everything is, you know, sunshine and rainbows, and, you know, no one's bothering you, there's no stresses, everything's going to go perfectly for you. That's never going to happen, right? Work demands, personal demands, family demands, they will always be there. But so is the need for health and fitness in your life. So building the skills allows us to not press pause and actually makes us uneasy pressing pause, right? Because we're so accustomed to progressing and moving forward, right? Like, let's take an example. Let's try to hit pause in other areas of your life, right? Tell your spouse or your parents or your roommates, whoever you live with, where you contribute evenly to the house. You know, tell them that you have a big project at work or school, so you're going to stop helping out around the house for a couple of weeks. That means I'm not going to help with laundry. I'm not going to help with the dishes. I'm not going to help cook. I'm not going to help clean. Nothing. Because, you know, big project at work, just too stressful. I'm going to hit pause in my home life. Good luck with that, I'll tell you. Or, you know, tell your boss that in the middle of that big project that you're working on, you need to take a vacation. I'm just going to take three, 4 days off. I'll be back. Project will still be there. Good luck, right? Actually, don't tell your boss that, because you might get fired. I'm not going to be liable for that. but you get my point, right? You can't just hit pause in your work life or your personal life. So why is it so easy for us to hit pause in our fitness and our nutritional goals when that's part of our life? That's part of our health. That helps us get other things done in our life, right? We can't show up for our kids. We can't show up for our family or friends. We can't show up for our job if we're not healthy. So we can't press pause in fitness. It has to be part of that circle of priorities so that we don't even think about hitting pause on that. It just sounds crazy to you, right? Because, right, we all know that we're not always going to be on top of our game in every single aspect of our life. But we always do our best to show up. We fight through. We keep going. We persevere. We work through the tough days. We know that they're gonna end. We're gonna get past it. Right? So why should it be any different in your fitness goals? On those days where I don't feel like training, it may be because I don't feel like training as intensely as I usually do. So, you know, instead of completely pausing, we can adjust the dial. You know, and what I mean by that is think of your fitness as a volume dial, right? Where you turn it up and down. Or on your phone, you have, you know, if you're old school and don't have a volume button in your car and it's just buttons up and down, right? The volume, it's a dial up and down, the intensity. There are times when you can go all out and you can go full intensity, or there's other times where you need to tone it down. Your body's telling you, hey, I need a break. Or, hey, man, we need to really hit it today and go intense. All right, let's do it. But you never want to turn it off completely, right? Think of the dial as a 1 to 10, all right? So let's say 10 is the highest on a 1 to 10 scale. 10 is the highest, right? So turning it up to 10 could be 60 to 90-minute workouts 6 times a week. That's your 10 on your dial. Great. Let's turn it down to 1. That could be as simple as taking the stairs instead of the elevator. You know, parking your car far away in a parking lot so that you have to walk a little further. Or a simple walk around the block with your family, with your spouse, with your pets, with your kids. Whatever it is. A 1 to 10, there's a lot of in between. But you never want to get to, I'm not going to work out today, so... Or I don't want to do my, you know, 1 hour strength training session today, so I'm just going to sit on the couch and eat potato chips and mindlessly watch an hour and a half of television. Don't do that, right? Okay, I'm not going to do an hour of intense exercise. That's okay. I'll take my dog around the block for, you know, 20, 30 minutes. I'll walk, I'll listen to a podcast, maybe Adamir's podcast, because it's so informative. And he's such a cool guy. Or, you know, listen to music or a book. Or don't. Just walk and listen to the sounds of whatever's outside. Pick something that is still movement, but, you know, fits your day or fits your mood or fits your time or your schedule. Right? So it's the idea is to always be doing something. Right? If I can't do what I'm supposed to do in terms of a workout plan, what can I do to still do something? So if I'm at the gym and I'm a little sore or I got some aches and pains or I don't have enough energy, I didn't sleep well or I didn't eat well or whatever it may be, I'm not going to be able to put as much energy into my workout. So I'm going to tone it down and maybe I'll do an active recovery session or light cardio session or, you know, stretch, roll, maybe hit the sauna. Do something to still get me moving and still allow me to feel like I did something to move forward, to move the needle forward, to move 1% forward, right? Because it's always about 1% better every day, right? Because progress doesn't happen if you hit pause. Doesn't happen if you just wait for a perfect time. Because if you're waiting for a perfect time, you're going to be waiting and waiting and waiting. We all know that perfect time doesn't exist. It doesn't happen in real life. It's not our life isn't a TV show or a movie where we can just write in a perfect moment to start. All right, we're always going to be doing the best we can with what we have. Right? You do the best you can with what you have. 'Cause that's all you really got. All right? And like I mentioned before, if it's got to fit in either your schedule, your life, your lifestyle, right? You got to be healthy and fit in the context of your real life. You know, you can't pretend to be someone you're not. If you're not a gym rat, don't try to be a gym rat. You're going to hate it. Right? If you're not a yogi, but you like to take yoga, that's fine. Take yoga once or twice a week. You don't have to go all in and take 6 classes a week and become a yogi. You don't have to do all that, right? Don't do something that you're not comfortable with, right? Signing up for a 12-week boot camp with daily workouts and restrictive diets and having to meet for groups and take pictures and do all that and talk, it can be very overwhelming for a lot of people. So if that's not something that you think will work for you, don't do it. It's not for everyone, right? Live your own life and practice. Always something. So just practice doing something, okay? Because pressing pause is going to set you up to believe that there's going to be that perfect time. All right, you know, like asking for a restart because you don't want to mess up or because you already did doesn't mean it's going to be easier the next time you start over, right? Like we have this illusion that if I push this off another week or two, it's going to be easier because I don't even know. We rationalize in our brain why it's going to be easier, but I really don't know why. If you know why, please tell me. If you know something I don't about the future of why things are going to be easier, please tell me. I still won't pause, but, you know, anyways. At least you'll have an answer that many of us may not have. All right, so if you keep stopping, you're going to notice a up and down wave of progress. And I won't even say that's progress, right? Because if you really think about it, stopping and not moving forward is almost like, you know, you've heard that saying, you take one step forward and 2 steps backwards. You know, I get a lot of clients that come back from vacation or a few days off and they come back to training and they're like, man, why do I feel so tired? Like, I thought I was in shape, or I've been doing this for so long. Like, right? Like, what's going on? It's like, you took a week off. You know, you're body likes to not do stuff if it doesn't have to. Your brain likes to not do stuff if it doesn't have to. We all like to not do stuff if we don't have to. So, you know, if we recognize how far we regress when we don't move forward at least by 1% each day, we start to realize that it's so important to maintain that momentum and just continue to persevere and work hard and know and believe that with the hard work you're putting in, you're building the habits and the skills to maintain sustainable health and fitness in your life. All right, because if we can just keep moving forward, no matter what, we're going to win. All right. Whew. Well, that's what I got for you guys today. So thanks for listening to that. If you can tell, I'm a little passionate about fitness. Very passionate about nutrition and just overall health. And I really want everyone to succeed. excuse me. So, you know, I really appreciate you guys listening and stopping in, and I hope you're taking something from these episodes and these podcasts. And again, like I said at the beginning, if there's anyone that you think can benefit from this, please share it with them. Please like and subscribe, review it as well. It really helps me out and you know, it's all I really ask of you. So as always, like I said, I really, really thank you for your support and encouragement. Look out for an announcement in the next few days. I'm going to be changing the name of the podcast. It'll still be the same format. I'll still be cycling through fitness topics, nutrition, as well as personal growth and motivation. I just want it to be a little more, you know, just different title, not just general fitness and nutrition. So one thing that I think is really cool, because I'm looking forward to next week's episode, you know, we're really fortunate. The universe was kind enough to have our personal growth week in the first week of January. So should be a good one, hopefully a helpful one, get us started in the right year together. And I look forward to it. So remember you friends, remember you friends, remember friends. Have a great week, you guys. Love yourself. Go be the best version of yourself. Finish the year strong. And I will talk to you guys soon. Peace.